Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. On yesterday's call, we established an absolute fact. Failure is not a result of your size. Failure is not a result of your age, as there are people who exhibit a wisdom beyond their years, and there are some who definitely don't think or act like their age. Bottom line, everyone will experience failure at some point in their lives. The question is, do we have the spiritual and mental fortitude to overcome failure when it knocks on our door? Here are seven reasons people fail and what to do about it. But first, let's begin with a brief review from our call yesterday. First, people fail because they hold on to the past. God wants to do a new thing in our lives, but he can't as long as we hold on to the past. If we spend our time asking God to make yesterday better, we will never experience what he wants to do in our tomorrows. Hallelujah. As it says in Isaiah 43:19, be ready, because God is wanting to do a new thing in your life. You need to expect that new thing. Yesterday, I encouraged you to begin by confessing that God is doing a new thing in my life. When you wake up this morning, Father, I thank you that today you're doing a new thing in my life.
Second, people fail because of fear. Fear of failure will hold people back and keep them from maximizing their incredible potential for success. Fear does not come from God. And there are seven quick truths found in 2 Timothy 1:7. First, fear doesn't come from God. Second, God doesn't want you timid. He doesn't want you to be afraid. He doesn't want you to be a coward. When it comes to expressing your godly opinions and doing what's right, he doesn't want you cringing about the things that you think could go wrong. Third, God has a special gift, a dispensation for you. Fourth, God has given you a spirit of power, the strength to overcome any and everything. Fifth, God wants you to act in love. And sixth, God wants your life to be calm, not living in the tyranny of the urgent, but with a well-balanced mind. And seventh, God wants you living a life disciplined by the word, exercising self-control over the temptations the enemy places before you. God wants us to eliminate all kinds of fear in our lives, and especially the fear of failure, of going forward.
Third, we talked about how people fail because of a negative attitude. Are you facing a big assignment? A task that simply looks overwhelming, one for which you feel totally unprepared for. Joshua had a tough job, and even though he'd served Moses, the thought that he was now to lead the people must have been overwhelming. Have you been given an assignment at work, church, or in a civic organization that you found intimidating? If so, you can learn a valuable lesson by reading Joshua 1:8. Hallelujah. In the Classic Amplified. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then, here it comes, for then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Hallelujah. It's on us. Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Fourth, people fail because of a lack of focus. Focus can be simply defined as whatever has your attention. If the things of God have your focus, you'll be a destiny maker. Or if not, if the things of God don't have your focus, then you'll be a destiny breaker.
Luke 9:41 in the Message Bible says, Jesus said, what a generation, no sense of God, no focus to your lives. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer do I have to put up with this?
God wants us focused on his plan for our lives. We need to set specific, measurable goals with a reasonable timeline and stay focused on our objective until we reach it. It's not enough to shoot at a target. We must hit it to turn it, to turn failure into success.
Philippians 3, verse 13 in the New Living Translation. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead.
Fifth, people fail because of sin and compromise. The quickest way to fail is to compromise with sin. Samson obviously had an eye for beautiful women. It didn't matter to him if they were saints or sinners, as long as they appealed to his flesh. He was continually traveling in enemy territory, going into the land of the Philistines looking for attractive women, some of whom were prostitutes.
Judges 16, verse 1 in the New Living Translation. One day Samson went to the Philistine town of Gaza and spent the night with a prostitute.
Never put yourself. We should never put ourselves in an environment where evil is present, especially if the area of temptation is a weakness to us. If we have a problem with alcohol or sex, the worst place to be is in a bar. People go to bars to drink, and in many cases to find a companion for sex. If you desire to lose weight, worst place for you to be is at a buffet.
As the old saying goes, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. James 4, verse 17 in the Classic Amplified says, so any person who knows what is right to do but does not do it, to him it is sin.
The Bible is not a book of suggestions. It's a book of absolutes. It's important to understand that we can compromise procedures, how we do things, but we can never compromise our principles, more specifically, the principles found in God's Word. Six, people fail because they make excuses instead of accepting responsibility. There is never a winner when you play the blame game. Actually, I take that back. The devil wins and we lose.
Genesis 3, verses 12 and 13 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And the man said, the woman whom you gave to me to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree and I ate. And the Lord said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled, cheated, outwitted, and deceived me, and I ate.
At the beginning of the human race, there was a tree. Well, let me say it this way. In the human family, there's a tree. You see it sometimes in artwork, tree of the family. There was a root of excuses and blame that went deep in the garden. The fallen nature of man always blames someone else. Adam blamed God because he gave him the woman. Eve blamed the snake. Shifting the blame didn't work for them, and it won't work for us. It's always easy to point the finger or blame at someone else. However, the scripture says, or it has something very specific to say about pointing the finger of blame.
Isaiah 58, verse 9 in the New American Standard Bible. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry and he will say, here I am. If you remove the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness.
The moment we stop pointing the finger of blame and accept responsibility for our mistakes is the very moment we begin a journey toward success. Seventh, people fail because they give up too soon. If you attempt anything significant in your life, there'll be times when you feel like quitting, giving up, throwing in the towel. But in those moments, when the burden of failure weighing heavy and pressing in, when it's doing that, remember, it's darkest before the dawn. See, we serve an on-time God, and we should never, ever give up.
Romans 12, verse 11 in the Contemporary English Version. Never give up. Eagerly follow the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord.
As believers, we know that God always, always works things out for us. Victory in history often come from the ashes of failure or disadvantage. Paul wrote most of the epistles while in prison. Florence Nightingale reorganized the hospitals in England from her sickbed. George Washington Carver suffered from great discrimination, but he became one of our most famous scientists. Beethoven was deaf. Charles Dickens, the author, was lame and couldn't walk. Thomas Edison, the inventor of the telephone, was deaf. Plato, the philosopher, was a hunchback. Louis Pasteur was partially paralyzed when he found the cure for many diseases. Abraham Lincoln was raised in poverty, but he led America through the dark years of the Civil War. Franklin D. Roosevelt was stricken with polio, but he led this nation through World War II. We must never give up when times are tough or things don't go right. Tough times breeds tough leaders. As a born-again believer, we should recognize that failure is never final unless we make it so. Failure should never be viewed as the end, but rather the opportunity for a new beginning. We need to understand that failure is an event. It's not who we are. Failure is a sign that things need to change. When we come to the realization we need to take whatever steps are necessary to bring about the changes needed for our journey to success. And we should never allow a setback to hold us back from making our comeback. Can somebody say hallelujah? You know, earlier we shared Romans 12, 11, Contemporary English Version. Never give up. Eagerly follow the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the key. That's the key. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. While you're there, make sure you, well, just ask God. If you've been blessed with the teaching, what he'd have you sow. And be looking out this week. You may have gotten in the last part of last week for a letter that we sent you about guaranteeing your financial future. Make sure you get it and read it. Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.